From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Protesters in Egypt are again ignoring a nighttime curfew as they continue their push for President Hosni Mubarak to step down. Demonstrators were encouraged today by Nobel Peace Laureate Mohamed El-Baradei. He took up a bullhorn in Cairo's Liberation Square, calling on Mubarak to resign. As fears of lawlessness increase, Egypt's interior minister is ordering security forces to return to the streets. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says many visitors to the country are looking for a way to get out.
There are people trying to leave of every nationality and even Egyptians themselves. We saw people, day laborers or people who had come to the capital city to work, leaving today to their home provinces. And we also saw a run at the airport, absolute chaos. You know, this is a massive tourist destination, and so many foreigners were stranded, Americans, Canadians. Speaking to some of these tourists, they seemed utterly bewildered that this had befallen them. They'd come to Egypt to see the pyramids, to see the Nile, and instead, as they said, they found themselves in the middle of a revolution.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Cairo. The State Department is urging family and friends of stranded Americans to get in touch with them and let them know the U.S. is setting up charter flights to evacuate U.S. citizens. Assistant Secretary of State Janice Jacobs says those flights will begin tomorrow.
The Department of State is making arrangements to provide transportation to safe haven locations in Europe. This assistance will be provided on a reimbursable basis, as is required by U.S. law.
Jacobs says family members of embassy employees will be among the first to leave on tomorrow's flights. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today stopped short of calling for Mubarak to step down, but NPR's Allison Keyes tells us Clinton did appeal for a transition to democracy.
Clinton appeared on several Sunday talk shows, sidestepping direct questions on whether Egypt's President Mubarak will remain in power despite the escalating violence in his country. Clinton says that is up to the Egyptian people. But she told Fox News Sunday the Obama administration doesn't want to see radical ideologies take over a strategically important country in the region.
We want to see an orderly transition so that no one fills a void, that there not be a void, that there be a well-thought-out plan that will bring about a democratic, participatory government.
Republican Arizona Senator John McCain says it would be logical if Mubarak announced that he won't run for president again and that there will be a process for free elections in September. He adds the longer the unrest exists, the more likely it is to become extreme. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A third of the U.S. could get caught by a new winter storm. Conditions could include freezing rain, snow, and tornadoes. The forecast says that it will start tomorrow and last through Wednesday. This is NPR. In South Sudan today, people took to the streets in celebration. Official preliminary results show almost unanimous support in a vote to declare independence from the north. The referendum vote came as part of a 2005 peace deal ending conflict between the north and south. As long as there are no legal challenges to the results, South Sudan will be able to declare independence on July 9th. The head of Tunisia's Islamist movement arrived back in his country today after 22 years of exile. Eleanor Beardsley reports that some Tunisians are wary of the return of Islamists to political life.
Under former dictator Ben Ali, Islamists were jailed and expelled from the country. So when long-exiled Islamist leader Rashid Ghannouchi stepped off the plane from London, he was greeted by throngs of Tunisians. Women ululated and crowds poured around him. Many said they came out to support Ghannouchi because he was a victim of dictator Ben Ali's regime. But others, like political cartoonist Lofty Ben Sassi, say they are nervous about the potential power of Islamists.
I have four daughters, and I am afraid for my daughters. I want freedom, democracy, and religion is a personal thing.
Tunisia will hold legislative and presidential elections within the next 6 months, and for the first time in 56 years, everyone will be allowed to take part. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.
Factory output in Japan was up for a second straight month in December. The Japanese government says today output rose 3.1% from the previous month. Transport equipment, steel, and electronic devices among the sectors performing well. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.